Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. My name is Anja Vanyash, and I am the Senior Regional Sales Manager for the Atlantic and Coastal Regions. I am so excited today to have Melanie Arts with us, who's going to be sharing her story and her amazing financial results with us and how she achieved them. From Calgary, Alberta, Melanie began her journey with Isagenics a year ago in January 2018. And because of her hard work and consistency in her first year of building the business, she's risen to the rank of 2-star Golden Circle Crystal Executive. She's helped many of her personally enrolled associates become consultants and is a consistent leader in action. We're so excited to have you today, Melanie.
Thanks so much for that warm introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. So, Melanie, tell us about when you were first introduced to Isagenics. Where were you in your life?
So, I was first introduced to Isagenics about 3 years ago, actually through an ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of a funny story. I was working for a woman's retailer. I was a senior district manager. I had a very intense job. I loved it. I've always kind of been passionate about fashion and lifestyle. But anyways, I met this boy who lived in San Francisco. And so I was doing a lot of traveling back and forth to visit him. And he always had these shakes and product in his house. And I had no clue what it was. He didn't really talk to me about it much. But he'd make these shakes for me. They were super yummy. I loved them. And I would just take all this product home with me in my suitcase, not even thinking about it. And a few months into dating, he then told me that his mom was actually heavily involved in the company and was actually one of the top millionaires, Jill Bowman.
Okay.
So funny story. So over the time that I dated him, you know, I was kind of a casual product user, just using his product. And we, you know, were very fortunate. We had a ton around us all the time. And Jill and I developed a very close relationship and bond. And so once I had moved back to Canada, when that ended, you know, I went through quite a few changes with my career. And again, it wasn't that I didn't love my job. It really just came down to what you're worth, right? And I think so many people, if you're really a go-getter, you pour your heart and your soul and everything into what you're doing. And that's what I was doing. And I was working 50 hours a week and blood, sweat, and tears. And no matter how hard I worked or how much praise I got, you know, they wouldn't pay me more. And money is important,
right?
And you don't want to be capped,
exactly.
Right? And so I always knew I wanted to have my own business, always knew, you know, that I was an entrepreneur at heart, but there's just, it's timing. And it was just time for me to walk away from that. I decided to start my own business. I started building a lifestyle blog. And that was going to be my next venture. And at that time, Jill reached out to me. She knew I had left the company and said, "Oh my God, you're not with that company anymore. Come do this with me now." And I was like, "Done, let's do this." So I flew down for MYKO in January 2018, attended an event with Jill. And after that, I just dove in with 2 feet head first. And I've been doing this full time since I started.
Wow, that's great. I love it. So how about after Isagenics? What's your life like now?
It's incredible. Like, it's surreal sometimes. You know, it's funny because when I first started off, and to be honest, I had like blown through my savings and, you know, you don't earn much in the very beginning. You really have to live in gratitude and learn to be super appreciative and grateful for every single thing that comes your way. You almost, you know, you have big goals and you know it's possible, but you almost don't realize how much you can achieve in such a short time frame. And so it was pretty crazy for me at MYKO this year, sitting there. You know, last year I was there as a guest. This year I was there with a team of 10.
Wow.
Flying in from Canada, right? Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool. And my life now is I out-earned my previous income with that company after 8 years in a senior position in my first year with Isagenics. You know, I have 100% time, freedom, and flexibility. I don't like to call it time freedom. Actually, I like to call it time flexibility because, you know, we choose to work a lot,
right,
but we're flexible. So my life now consists of being my healthiest. You know, I work out 7 to 9 times a week. I'm taking my personal training certification. I get to have meetings all day. I get to inspire people. I get to not have to stress about anything to do with finances that I would have before, and completely, again, work from home for myself. And if I wanted to tomorrow, I could take a trip and not even have to think twice. And no one decides those things for me anymore.
Completely different than your corporate life.
Yes.
That sounds great. I love that time flexibility too.
Yes.
Right.
And you can choose. You have to be honest about it, right? It's not time freedom. You're still working, but it's time flexibility. It's your choice.
Yes.
How much do you want to put in or how much do you want to get back? And when do you want to do that?
Right. And when you're saying you're doing meetings all day, it's different doing meetings that are building your business and transforming lives versus, you know, budgeting, profit projections and whatever else you were doing in your previous life.
Totally. It's literally going for coffees with girlfriends and like chatting about like, hey, you want to get healthy and look good and make money? Let's do it. Yeah. When can you come over to my house for wine?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Those are the kinds of meetings we all want to be a part of. So well, so you've had a lot of success. So what do you attribute your success thus far with Isagenix to?
I think, and I, you know, I try and teach this to, you know, anyone I'm working with too. Like if you want something in life, right? And you really want something, you have to commit to it. And you have to, I know we get trained on this a lot, but you have to really look at what is that end goal or dream, break that down into a goal, and then break that down into action steps, right? And I think you have to be really realistic with what you want. So I want to be making $1 million a year in the next 4 years. So I know what that has to look like to get to that point. So for me, from day one, I have just tried to cover all my bases in terms of touching as many people as I possibly can, trying as many different strategies as I can, utilizing the tools we have. Like if you're not maximizing your social media business, you're losing out on a ton of business. I do about 80% of my business off Instagram. So it's really important that you're, you know, saying if you're committed to this, that the action steps are behind it and that you're doing the do. So like, even if you, you know, do a couple enrollments in a week or, you know, you have a few consultants, don't, again, like we were just learning, don't step back and, you know, chill out because, oh, I've hit my 2 enrollments for the week. It's like, no, how many more enrollments can I do this week? Right. And really challenge yourself. And a lot of people will tell you, they'll ask you figures. Okay. What's your goal? Now double it. Because if you aim for that really high, high benchmark in whatever you're doing, worst case scenario is you fall on the original one you probably came up with versus if you set that original benchmark, you know, you fall short. And so I love the Leader in Action formula. That's an extremely powerful tool. And it's probably to me the most important thing because it's a reflection of not only what you're doing yourself, but what your team's doing, and your team's work in turn is a reflection of you.
Right.
So I think if you can find, you know, the Leader in Action formula and some other tools that really give you tangible results of your action and stick with them and set really high goals for yourself and put the work in behind it, it's inevitable that you'll move forward.
Right. And we just heard Kathy Coover, right? Yes. Talk about the Leader in Action and how important it is for really growing your business.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I say something?
Of course.
I don't want to brag, but this was like and I usually don't talk about my achievements, but something that was so important to me this year was being a top leader in action. It's actually the most important, if not the only thing that I really care about, because everything else is a reflection of that. And I just found out I was #1 leader in action for Canada for the whole year.
Oh, congratulations.
So that was a big deal, but I would attribute my success to that.
I think that's awesome. And right. And it gives you a game plan. I mean, if you focus on the formula and you do everything that's on there, you really can't fall off track.
Can't go wrong.
I love that. So as far as your personally enrolled customers, how do you lead them into the business, growing them to consultants?
So I have 2 strategies with this. If it's a customer who I think, you know, has kind of expressed or comes across as being a little weirded out maybe by the business opportunity, or the fact that, you know, they don't want to be roped into anything. We've all heard these things. I keep it really short and sweet. And either it's, I would say after you get the credit card, but like after they're enrolled, that's when I have the conversation. So it's either, depending on the person, it's either if it feels right, it's in that initial conversation when they get their product and we're on the phone going through, or it's about a week in after they've actually, you know, given me a positive response on their experience, but I'll just tell them about our referral program. And I call it the referral program because it takes the weirdness out of it.
Right.
And I just say, hey, just so you know, we have a sweet referral program. If you have a couple of friends that you can think of that have asked you about this or that would like to do this with you, you know, you can make like between $300 and $1,000. So, you know, just let me know and I'll help you with it. And I make it really casual and take the pressure off. And I also would do all the work for them. So I think it's a really important thing too. Don't use like our terms, like don't talk about, you'll become a consultant, you'll get this bonus, you'll get that. Like these people don't want to be involved, but yet they might have a huge network of referrals and eventually we'll see the money and whatever. So your job is to take the weirdness out, keep it casual, but just let them know, there's some money to be made here to pay for your products, right? Like the Eat for Free Club. And then option two is if I pick up, like I try to really actively listen to either pain points or when someone's asking me certain questions that indicate that they're interested in the business or, you know, compliment or, you know, they jump up on my algorithms and my Instagram stories. I watch for all those things. If I think they're a potential builder or business prospect, same thing, but I actually explain in depth a little more. So I just go, oh my God, you should do this with me. Like there is crazy money in this and this is so fun. Like, would you be open to grabbing a coffee and chatting about it? Or, you know, if you have 20 minutes, we can hop on a Zoom and I can just show you the comp plan quick. Mm-hmm. And I would say it was funny. I was looking the other day of my personally enrolled downline. I have an extremely high, rate of customer turning to consultant.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Whether or not they're builders or not, they flip to consultant because you just have to identify which type of person they are. And then it's simple.
Right.
Right. We overcomplicate it mm-hmm. so much.
Yeah.
And we get weird. If we get weird, they're going to think it's weird.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And they can feel it. They can sense it. It's all about your posture.
Yes.
Yeah. We learned about that today. So how about objections? Are you ever met with any objections? And if so, how do you handle it?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Everyone's met with objections. I would say, you know, the two typical objections I'm met with, which I'm sure is similar to other people, is cost, number one. And number two, ingredients sometimes, or, you know, unfamiliarity with our ingredients or sugar content, things mm-hmm. like that. So the cost objection is something that I think we have some really great, some leaders that have gone before us have given us some really great tools to utilize. So the number one thing I train my team on, specifically when talking to people on text or social media, is to use Jackson Parr's cake recipe. So you can Google it, mm-hmm. it'll come up on YouTube and you can just take note of all the questions. But it's essentially a set of 7 questions that you have when someone piques interest or shows interest in, you know, the product or anything, but specifically the product. And the idea is that by the end of the set of questions, the person is kind of self-realized or self-identified and had to say it out loud to someone else mm-hmm. that they're looking for a change. They're looking for a solution. And by the end, you then recommend, you know, the 1 to 3 packs that you think is best for them. And that alone, that tool alone, that was a game changer for me in my business. It really helped answer the price objections. Since then, I've also been taught something else that I've implemented that's been powerful. And what it is to, at the end of the cake recipe, you actually then say to the person, I have 2 questions that I added. So you'll know what the cake recipe is. And you add in question 1, are you a big snacker? And so if they say no, right, no, I never snack. I barely come eat. You know, you're probably going to have to recommend the basic. Right? Mm-hmm. But if they say, oh my God, and I'm a snacker, that's why I ask. So if someone's like, oh my God, I snack so much, it's my, you know, worst thing at night. Okay. Amazing. So now I know I'm going to recommend a premium and value pack. Mm-hmm. They need the snack support. Mm-hmm. Question 2 that I add in is, how much are you currently spending a day on food? So it's not that this is a new question, but usually people ask that after the price objection. Mm-hmm. So usually people have already gotten that, oh, it's too expensive. And then we go, well, how much are you spending a day on food? Reverse it. Ask it first in your cake recipe. Mm-hmm. So then they go, if they say $25 or $30 a month to me, and I go, oh, okay. So just so I'm clear, you're spending about $900 a month on food. That's what that is, $30 a day. And so people are not aware they're spending that.
Right.
So then they have to go, oh, you know, am I? And then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess so. So then it's much easier for you right. to say, okay, well, here are the 3 packs. Well, if someone says I can't afford it, pack that's $299, you just told me you're spending $900 a month on food. So that was huge. So right. I would absolutely say utilize the cake recipe and keep it short and sweet and then add in those 2 questions. It has made such a difference. And then quickly I'll add on with the ingredient or nutrition kind of objections you get. I keep it again, really short and sweet. So I try and address exactly what the question is or the objection is versus trying to overload them with a bunch of, we're not scientists. We're not nutritionists. If you are, great. But if you're not, don't try and be, you know, so 2 things I do. One is I address the immediate question. So someone says, oh, there's so much sugar. I go, you can say, you know, I don't like to say this, but some people will say compared to what, mm-hmm. what I like to say is, oh, really? I don't think so because actually our shakes have, you know, equivalent to 1/2 apple's worth of natural sugar and our dairy free is even less. Mm-hmm. So after that, they actually stop. Right. If it's in a ingredients they don't understand, I go, oh yeah, I'll just grab it off Google for you. That's the scientific term. Shoot it to them. Just the Google We can't argue with Google.
Right.
Or redirect them to isoproduct.com and the resource tab. A lot of people don't utilize that resource tab. Mm-hmm. Isoproduct.com is like whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you click the resource tab. It actually has our allergen table. You can see every single thing, the dietary restrictions, the age. It also has our product catalogs, which have our ingredients in the back, mm-hmm. right? And it also has all of our different product types, soy-free, dairy-free. People can click that. At that point, they really don't have any other objections right. for me.
Yeah.
They can't. They can't come up with them.
I love it. Well, you've definitely done your research, right? Because and you've gone through them. So just real quick, reiterate the where do you find the cake recipe and the two questions you add?
Yes. So you can Google Jackson Parr cake recipe and it will pop up on YouTube. This is, I would say, mission critical to use in your business, especially with new people and especially over text or social media. And then the two questions I add in at the end of that cake recipe are you a big snacker? And how much are you spending a day on food now? And then reiterate back to the person what they're actually spending a month on that food.
Love it. Yeah. You are preempting that objection before it even comes. So outside of the cake recipe and adding those questions, are there any other specific tactics or strategies that you can share with our listeners today and ways they can support their growing their own business?
I think don't be, again, this might sound harsh, don't be lazy and don't expect everyone to be the same and don't expect people to be at the same level as you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason we have leaders in business. Some people are natural born leaders and that's a gift and with others burden, right? Because, you know, you do have to kind of be the stronger person or take on more, but ultimately it's going to bring you more. And so I would just say, you know, treat every single person equally as far as their potential in the beginning until they prove you otherwise. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you have to handhold a bit and be there. Don't just get frustrated and, you know, disconnect with someone. When you're a brand new builder and you only have a couple consultants, you need to work with those consultants. Like they are like your number one earners in your business, you know, until you can either, you know, get them to the level or replace them with stronger people. And I would just say, be grateful, you know, for your business and everything that's coming to you, because this company is incredible. I would say utilize the promotions, because if you start to add up all the different promotions we have at the same time, plus your normal compensation plan, plus whatever your team's doing, it's crazy. Like it is like no other, and people don't utilize those enough. They're not aware. So do your homework, study isogenicsbusiness.com, study your reports in your back office. Don't play the blame game. Don't expect someone to teach you. Like if you're a leader, get back there. I taught myself everything.
Wow.
Everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't count on anyone. You know, I have a beautiful leader. Jill's amazing. And Jill's all about inspiring, but she is not like a, you know, crazy report stream. That's, I love that, but I had to learn that. So learn all those things and then, you know, support people.
Right. Right. I love it. I love that you took control.
Yeah.
You know, you did it yourself. That's awesome. So real quick, last question. Is there a specific or favorite introduction pack that you use?
Yes. So I typically only work with the custom performance pack for, so I have two types of customers. They're either going to go in the weight loss packs or performance. That's it. That's all I deal with. So I only touch the custom performance pack. If you're not privy to these custom packs, they are powerful. Go in there and learn about the custom performance pack. It's so amazing because you can customize it at the end. You get so much out of that pack. So love that for anyone trying to gain lean muscle, you know, get stronger in the gym, replacing premium products already. Or option two, I recommend all three of the weight loss packs. I'm not there yet with the business pack. But I really love that premium pack. I love it because it allows people to get all of the snacks, right? And all the goodies and the full 30-day supply plus the blender, right? But it still keeps it at a price point that most people, you know, pill they can swallow.
Right.
But I would encourage people to start top down. That's something if I'm being transparent, that's something I'm working on, is building the value in our value pack, because it really is incredible.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You have shared so many good tips with everybody here. Your passion and your energy comes through. I'm sure that the listeners can all feel it. I know I feel it here right next to you. Melanie has grown a respectful business, everyone, and it's in just 1 year here with us at Isogenics. And the best part is that there's no ceiling. She mentioned that earlier in our talk. She can continue to grow legacy income and reach new heights with Isogenics. Are you interested in achieving the same financial results in your Isogenics business? We want you to remember, it's essential to rank advance your own team and lead them into their own financial results, because this is the surefire way to start exponentially growing your own financial capacity. Thanks again, Melanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And everyone, see you on the next podcast.
Earnings and income claims, including claims such as the ability to quit a job or stay at home or portrayals of luxury lifestyles, described here exceed the average results achieved by all Isogenics associates, are not necessarily representative of the success or compensation any particular associate will receive, and should not be construed as typical or average. A person's ability to earn income with Isogenics depends on many factors, such as their networking and sales skills, hard work, and time. No particular level of earning is or can be guaranteed. For average earnings, please refer to isogenicsearnings.com.